Greetings and welcome to Carnation Currents. This is Amy Arrington, City Manager of the City of Carnation. Hope everybody is enjoying the new year and having a great time. I wanted to talk with everybody today about some of the things that are going to be going on here in 2019. I think you've been listening to the program and hearing about some of our great accomplishments of 2018. Well, the new year is here. We've got a lot going on and just wanted to keep the residents updated and informed on what you can be seeing. The first thing, of course, I'd like to talk about today is the Tolt Avenue Improvement Project. Incredibly exciting, big project that is going to be starting construction this year. We are finishing up our design at 100% next couple weeks, which is a big deal. And for those residents that have been here for quite some time, you know this has been a long-term project. It started back, thanks to the great leadership of the city and community, back in 2015. A lot of work has gone into it, and just we're so thrilled that it is going to be actually starting. Maybe for the residents that are newer or maybe haven't heard about the Tolt Avenue project, just real quick, it is a project that will affect or improve, actually, will affect and improve our Tolt Avenue corridor here in downtown Carnation. It will start at Eugene and go four blocks to the north all the way up to Rutherford. This project will have a tremendous amount of improvements. We're going to be changing, resurfacing, and changing the actual roadway. For anybody that has walked across it, knows that the road itself, with over the years and resurfacing, the crown of the road has got very high. And on foot, not so much a problem, but if you are in a wheelchair or have a stroller, there is almost like a mini hill that you have to go over and down. So we're going to be correcting that. We're going to be improving the sidewalks in town. They're going to become a little bit wider. And then the intersections are going to become a little bit larger as well. And the intent of that is to decrease the amount of road that you have to cross if you want to get to the other side of the street. We're going to be installing new street lights and also pedestrian lighting. We hope to have some new furnishing of, benches, trash receptacles, bike racks. And we've been very fortunate working with the Lee Art Foundation, or LAF. We also have some other improvements that really will make this four-block project really an attractive, friendly place. And most importantly, it's really going to tie in well to the Carnation character. I know that is something that is important to all of us, and we don't want to lose that. So thanks to all the help of the Tolt Avenue committee involvement, the community involvement, and the help with LAF, I think we have a really great project that's going to keep that character and make it, even stronger, in fact. So the timeline, like I mentioned, the 100% plans are almost complete. We still are doing a little bit of work with right-of-way acquisition, with the improvements to the intersections and the sidewalk. We do need a little bit of property to make sure that all our intersections are ADA accessible, and we're working with the owners and everything's looking very positive. So once we've got that worked out, secure all our funding, we will be putting a bid out to the public and receive information from any interested contractor. And then we hope to start construction right now, looking that it's already mid-January, probably sometime in April is what we are hoping. But keep listening to Carnation Currents, because that might shift a little bit, and we'll keep you posted. And the other thing, too, I'll encourage everybody is, stay tuned about this project, because it is a roadway construction project. There's going to be, times that you're going to have to stop and wait, or may even have a detour that you have to take, because the road is going to be torn up and the work will be going on. So just, again, stay tuned for all that. What we're really excited about here at the city is, once this project is complete, It's really going to be what I call a game changer for Carnation. It's really going to improve and enhance our wonderful community. You know, pedestrian safety is going to be improved. There'll be better bike safety. Things will definitely be unified and really have a create an environment for a connection of the community. We want an environment where we will all come together as a community, but we also want to be able to attract people from outside of the community to come and visit. And we really are hoping to see a lot of economic growth with that. And we're very excited. Some of that economic growth has already started. Some of you may have seen the notice that we are potentially going to be getting a new building here at the intersection of Tolt and Entwistle, a new building that will be able to hold retail and also potentially office space. So that's something that's exciting. And I know we heard some rumblings that we're getting another new business here in town. So as we continue to grow and improvements go forward, we think that economic development is going to be really spurred and new opportunities are going to be coming to Carnation that I know we will all be looking forward to and can't wait to enjoy. So again, stay tuned. Pretty soon you're going to be seeing some groundbreaking activity, but keep listening so you know when that exactly will happen. Another big item that we're going to be working on this year is looking at stormwater. This is a very important subject. I like to say it's about the water. And I know everybody looks at it a little bit differently, but really what every community is required to do is we need to work on collecting the stormwater, making sure the runoff is going where it needs to go, and ideally getting some treatment before it goes back into the aquifer. For example, the runoff on Toll Avenue doesn't need to run into the rivers. As you can, you've probably all seen over your life that when water puddles on the street, you can actually see the contaminants, the oil, and different objects that are in that water, and we don't want that going into the river. We'd rather collect it, treat it, and then let it percolate back into the aquifer. So we want to get a good program. We are doing some work now, but we would really like to do more. And we also want to make sure that the work that we're doing is not impacting other revenues. So I mean, we have limited revenues that some are restricted, some are not. But for example, stormwater right now is covered partially by the street fund revenues, which works, but as you know, for driving around the community, we do have work we like to get done on our local streets, so we'd like to make sure we maximize that revenue as much as we can. So we're looking at a utility. The first thing that we need to do is get an updated stormwater plan. This will look at our current system, how it needs to be maintained, and also look at potential improvements that will make things even better. Once we have that done, we'll have a better idea what this program is going to cost. And then what the council may be looking at that point is how do we want to fund it? They haven't made that decision. One decision, though, we have been talking about is potentially, like what a lot of other communities do here in King County, is a stormwater utility fee. And that would be something that every property owner, whether it is built on or is a vacant property, would be responsible for. There might be varying charges depending on use and coverage of the lot. But again, that goes back to the study and what we're going to be looking at. At this point, the council has indicated they don't want to start any separate fees right now. So we're working with some different agencies here in the area to try to get grant funding to start with that study. And then again, once we get the study done, we'll know a little bit more about what we need to do and the direction we want to go. So just want to point out there will be no stormwater utility fee in the near future. But please, again, keep listening, stay involved. And as we get closer to making a decision of what to do, we'll, of course, invite you out to the public meetings to give your input. So that's something that's very important to us as well. The other interesting project that we're going to be working on is improving our emergency preparedness. As you know, every area in the world has unfortunately, natural events that occur, which can create disasters. And in Carnation, we are no different. And we have, of course, the susceptibility to earthquakes, landslides, flooding. And also with our location on the Tolt River, we also have potential of a dam failure. That the Seattle Public Utilities has a dam up the river that if for some reason that dam is ever breached, we will also have a major flood event because of that. Now, one thing I'll just let everybody know, the dam is in wonderful shape. Seattle Public Utilities, or SPU, does a wonderful job of keeping everything in order. So we're not expecting a dam breach. But there are some scenarios where it could happen. For example, if there was a strong enough earthquake in the area, there is a potential that could happen. So what we want to do, because we want our citizens to stay safe, we want to start pushing or outputting more information about emergency preparedness. We want you to know what to do in a case of emergency. For example, some of the stories I could share is we every now and then will get a call from a resident that is not familiar with the testing of our siren on Wednesdays at noon. For those of you who may not know, every Wednesday at noon, SPU tests the siren as is related to the dam. So that's what you hear it for, and usually you can hear this is just a test. Now, if, as we say it here at City Hall, if you ever hear that siren any other time other than Wednesday at noon, you definitely need to get to higher ground. And of course, we have Evacuation Hill where you can get and will be completely safe till the waters subside. But again, we know we have residents that are newer to the community and may not know all of that. So we're looking at hosting an event that will give some, you know, better education and information on what might happen, where you should go, what you should do, things like that. And that's something that's very important to the council. So we're hoping maybe when the weather gets a little bit better, we'll be doing something along that lines too. The other item that we're going to keep working on is both communications and economic development. That is something that is very important to the council. They want to make sure that communications, you know, we work for the public, so we want the public to understand what's going on and be well informed. And of course, economic development is something that will always improve the community in a variety of ways. So that's something that's very important to bring new businesses to town, hopefully improve our employment center, and really help build the community for the future. Now, one thing I will announce, there might be some update to those goals that I'll be able to give to you in February, because every year the City Council does have a retreat where they sit down and talk about a variety of things and focus quite a bit on the goals and what we want to get done, both in the short term and the long term. They're going to be holding that on Saturday, January 26th from 9 to 3 p.m. at Miller's. We like to have it offsite just to have a little bit more relaxed and inviting environment. So the public is welcome to attend. But once we have that meeting and if the council sets some new goals, we'll definitely be talking with you about that. So it's an exciting time. And I also want to talk to everybody. Another thing that we're working on is our Shoreline Master Plan, or excuse me, Shoreline Master Program that we are have that helps protect the land on along the waterways, specifically Snoqualmie and Tolt River. And we have an important public meeting coming up on that issue on January 22nd at 7 p.m. That's part joint meeting with the planning board. So we want to encourage you to come out. But I want to tell you more about that. And we'll take a quick break. And then Tim will let our city planner will come back. And we'll talk a little bit more about the update to the Shoreline Master Program and also that public meeting. So appreciate you tuning in to Carnation Currents. And we'll be back after a short break here on Valley 104.9.
Hey, it's Corey Daniels, host of Dead Air on Valley 104.9 FM. On Saturday nights at 7, we get into the Grateful Dead, the mystique, the weirdness, the music, and the fun that is known as the Grateful Dead. Saturday nights at 7, you'll get Dead Air on Valley 104.9 FM, your station for Northwest eclectic music.
Welcome back to Carnation Currents. With you still is Amy Arrington, City Manager of Carnation. Also, our regular guest here, Tim Ouellette, our City Planner. Welcome,
hi.
Tim.
Hi, Amy.
You know, it's funny. I've been doing this for over a year, and I haven't gone back and count, but I think you're the regulars. Almost should be a Carnation Currents, you know, with Amy Arrington and Tim Ouellette, because you're here so much.
We can rename the show.
I like it. Well, I appreciate you joining us, because I wanted to talk with the public. We've working on something that is important, and like you said, a lot of the stuff we're working on is important, and maybe some things will interest some residents, some will not be as interested, but hey, we're going to put it out there, and if you're interested, we want you to join us, because there is a public process or participation coming up. So what we're talking about will solve the great mystery is our Shoreline Master Program.
That's right.
Or SMP, as we call it here in City Hall. We have one, and basically we're working on doing some updates. But before we get into that, for people like myself that don't have a lot of knowledge, what is the Shoreline Master Program?
Well, that's a really good question. The Shoreline Master Program is like an ordinance and a comprehensive plan all rolled into one. And it starts in 1971 when the state of Washington enacted the Shoreline Management Act, which is, RCW 9058, I believe it is. And what the Act says is that every jurisdiction with shorelines of the state has to have this Shoreline Master Program in place, and it outlines what you need to have as part of that master program. And what it does is that you identify your shorelines, what kind of shorelines you do, and you actually zone your shorelines kind of. It's like you have shoreline designations. You'll have conservancy, natural, you can have residential, you can have high-intensity, however you want to name them, but you have natural and conservancy are your most sensitive ones. And so what the master program does is it has these policies like a comprehensive plan does, and it has regulations and permit requirements and things that you have to look at to approve any development within 200 feet of the ordinary high water mark of that body of water. And the ordinary high water mark is that line that's basically identified where the wave action is frequent enough as to change the vegetative state of that. And so that's where you see your ordinary high water mark. Now, in our city, we're unique because, well, first of all, the rivers, both these rivers are, well, the Snoqualmie River is definitely a shoreline of the state. Our shoreline is statewide significance because it's over 1,000 cubic feet per second flow. And, you know, on average, the Tolt is a shoreline, but it may not be a shoreline of statewide significance. In fact, I don't believe it is. But it's still subject to the Shoreline Management Act. But the shoreline jurisdiction, as I said, applies to that area 200 feet within the ordinary high water mark. However, if you have a 100-foot or 100-year floodplain, it's within 200 feet of that 100-year floodplain. So our shoreline jurisdiction extends into the, you know, it's kind of the outer reaches of the city a little bit, like Tolt McDonald Park is actually in the shoreline jurisdiction because it's in that 100-year floodway or 100-year floodplain within 200 feet of that. So anyway, with the adoption of a Shoreline Master Program, the state wants to make sure that you update it. So they have this requirement to update that every 8 years. And so we're at that point now. Our last one was 2012, and now we're working in 2019 to get our update done.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So now, if we didn't have our two wonderful rivers running through town, we would not have a Shoreline Master Program?
We wouldn't need one. We wouldn't have any shorelines.
Okay. Yeah. And does it set, I would assume, some of the regulations? It's not that you can't use the land,
it's just that you have to meet certain standards. You can't adversely impact that shoreline, and if you do have any impact to it, you need to mitigate that as much as possible and to not interfere with the function of that shoreline. It's a really good statute, and the master program that we have is really good, and the reason you have to update it is because laws change over time. You know, certain values change, like the value for like for substantial development. I mean, it used to be, I can remember when it was $2,500, you know, now it's up to, I think, $7,500 or $7,800. And that's one of the changes we're making. So there's, each time something new gets enacted, we've got to get that incorporated into our master program. And so that's what we're doing with this process.
Okay.
And so coming, as you said, coming up this next week or 2 weeks from now, we'll be initiating that process to update this program and get it into conformance with the current standards.
Right. So we have a program already in place.
We have a really good one. Yeah.
And we're just updating it. Mm-hmm. And I do think it's important. We're not anticipating any major changes.
Oh, no. We're not changing any shoreline designations. We're not changing any permit requirements. We are just simply updating to so that our master program reflects all the changes that have occurred in state law. Because all these things, and a lot of people don't realize this, but a lot of our regulations tie into higher level regulations to actually state statutes, even federal statutes at times. So that's all we're doing is we're making sure that our master program doesn't conflict with these and cause a problem down the line.
Okay. So if you're interested, we have the current Shoreline Master Program, I keep wanting to call it a plan, on the website. So carnationwall.gov under documents.
Yep.
It's quite lengthy, we'll warn you now. Maybe not the most exciting reading, but still important.
It's a great cure for insomnia.
Exactly. Yes. So we encourage everyone to go out and visit, check it out. Mm-hmm. And the meeting we're talking about having is, we are having a meeting as part of the regular planning board meeting. So on Tuesday, January 22nd at 7 p.m., we'll have a public meeting for the public. And if somebody attends, what should they expect if they come to this meeting?
They'll just understand what we're doing. We'll have a presentation, and we may not have mentioned this, but we have a consultant that's going to be doing this. And this was the consultant that the city hired to do the initial program. So this will be a real expeditious process because this firm is familiar with this document since they drafted it. And I think it's totally grant funded, so this is not coming
right
out of the city.
I was going to point that out.
Yeah, this is 100% grant funded by the state of Washington.
Exactly. We appreciate the state. It's a requirement of the state, but they're also giving us funding to help take care of it. So to the state, thank you very much for your support and no unfunded mandates.
And they have been very supportive in many ways. They've been very helpful and pleasant in working through this.
Great. So the Watershed Group will probably make a presentation, kind of explain a little bit about the program itself and the changes.
Right.
And then I think, of course, we'll open it up to the public at that point and answer any questions, take any feedback.
Yeah, that's typically what happens. Yeah. I haven't worked with this firm before, but I suspect that's what will happen.
Something like that. So I'm sure they'll do a good job. And I believe we also will be doing one more public process when we get to the city council.
Well, yeah, we'll have this process. I mean, it doesn't preclude further meetings. I mean, we'll know more after this happens. So it'd be nice if we can just, get through this, meeting, hearing, council. But you never know what happens. And so we want to make sure that everything's covered, everybody's concerns are addressed, and then we have a complete package to go to council. So it's very comprehensive and airtight.
Yep. So great. Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us about it. Again, we just want to stress, we love to have many of the public members come to this meeting on Tuesday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. It won't be too long. We'll promise to be very direct and educational in the presentation. We'd love to get your feedback so we can really develop a great product that meets not only the state standards, but what the public wants as well.
Right, and that will be in the council chambers.
Yes, here at City Hall.
Yeah.
So we hope to see a lot of you residents there. And Tim, once again, thanks for joining me.
It's always a pleasure.
We'll maybe put out the call next time to have some residents submit the new name for the show, the Amy and Tim Carnation Current Show or something.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you so much. And we want to thank you, the public, for listening to Carnation Currents here on Valley 104.9.